this fourth verse, shall we crown him, ye martyrs of our God, who from his altar call extol the power of Jesus' blood, and crown him Lord of all. Let's sing both verses 4 and 5. Amen. Thank you for a good sing together. Let's take our seats, shall we? I'd like to give opportunity later in our worship for people to share maybe something that stands out for you for last year, 2021. And maybe even a hope or a dream you might have for this new year, 2022. You know, we're obviously having to live again with, I suppose it's self-imposed regulations in order to safeguard ourselves and others. And while we recognise the loss of 150,000 lives in our country alone since COVID commenced, and all the ramifications of that upon individuals and families, let's thank God for the work of scientists who have been able to develop a vaccine that gives us some form of fighting back and reduces the risk of death. We want God to lead us forward in a positive way in the coming weeks, months and years. And for me, at the commencement of this new year, I think it's important to centre ourselves and to acknowledge where we are. There's a lovely chorus in the Salvation Army, Happiness and Harmony Chorus book, and I realise it's a few years old now, but the words that we're going to sing together are from number 16 in Happiness and Harmony. It says, Father, we love you, we worship and adore you, glorify your name in all the earth. And then we go on to say, Jesus, we love you, we worship and adore you, glorify your name in all the earth. And then finally, Spirit, we love you, we worship and adore you, glorify your name in all the earth. We've experienced God as Father, Creator, as Saviour and Deliverer, and as Empowerer and Transformer of our natures to reflect the holiness of God. Let's sing together this lovely chorus, preparing ourselves for prayer this morning. Thank you. could share prayer together, shall we, this morning? Since arriving this morning, I'm mindful that there are a number of our core family who are far from well. I ask you, please, to remember Doug and Glenys. Ask you, Doug's had an operation, and we pray for healing in these days and grace and strength to be given to both Doug and his good lady in these days. I ask you please to remember Ray Versey, who has been in hospital and is hopefully returning home today. Let's remember Angela and her family in these days too. God will give them the grace. God will bring healing to Ray in these days. I ask you too to remember Maureen and John Cates. Just heard in prayers before that John has fallen and has broken his wrist again. So let's pray for John and for Maureen. And there may be others that you are aware of too, who we need to bring before God in prayer, asking God to bring healing, blessing, hope to those various situations. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity that you have afforded us this morning to come together as brothers and sisters, as a Christian family, to worship you and to celebrate your goodness and your faithfulness to us over the last 12 months. We stand at the commencement of a new year, and we don't know what the days and months hold for us, any one of us. We may have our plans, our hopes and our dreams, even our fears and concerns. But Father God, as the one who has planned every day of our lives, who has written it in your book of life before even one came into being, we commit ourselves afresh to you this morning. We ask you to bless those we have named who need our prayers in a special way. And there may be, Father God, many others within our core family who need to be uplifted before your throne of grace. And Lord, whatever their need is today, we ask you to come very close to them wherever they are. Give us a sensitivity to each other and to the leading of your Holy Spirit, so that in all things, Father God, we might be part of a church that is growing and developing and sharing the everlasting love that you give to us in Jesus Christ. May this coming year be a year of blessing for us all. May we see things happen which we have never ever dreamed of, and then not of our own doing, but because of the work of your Holy Spirit in us and through us. Bless this town, we pray, and the surrounding area, the world in which we live. Father God, there are many who need to know of Jesus. Give us the courage to share Jesus wherever we go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. There's another song I'd just like us to sing. A song of reflection, commencement of this new year. It's 715 if you're using the songbook. The words by John Gowans. Knowing my failings, knowing my fears, seeing my sorrows, dry matches, Jesus recall me reordain, you know I love you, use me again. It doesn't matter what the past has held for us. There may have been failings in your life and in my life, but God gives us every new day as a new opportunity to start again and to have his grace and help within our lives. So let's sing together this lovely song before Katrina shares a few announcements with us. Thank you.
pray that each of us take that final verse as the verse for us this morning, and as we for the far future we cannot see, but we just go in holding God's hand and allowing him to guide us, because his presence will be with us if we allow. Well, I'm Corps Sergeant Major today, because John's not here. John and Rosie are away for the weekend, as are others of our congregation, not able to be here with us. But also there are some people who are not here because, obviously, in these days of COVID and the uncertainty still, there are still some people who still feel it's not right to come back to worship at this time. But we are continuing to have worship. What we will do through January, though, just at this moment in time, we will not serve coffee at the end of the service for the month of January, just to allow, just so that we just keep an eye on the spikes that are going on with COVID. So please bear with us. Other activities are reopening this week. We've got toddlers tomorrow. Friends Together started last Wednesday. I think the band and songster practices all start this week. And some of the groups that hire the hall are also coming back into the hall. So just pray as we try to manoeuvre our way through on that. As my husband has said, please remember friends who are not ill at this time. And we're just a reminder, please, that if you know of anybody who's not well, if you either just want to, please let us know. Certainly on a Sunday evening at 5:30 at the prayer meeting, all those who we know and are named, they are named at our prayer meeting, which happens still over Zoom. So please let us know if you know of anybody who needs our prayers these moments in time. And also, hopefully you've received a newsletter as you've come in through the door. Please be mindful, if you know of anybody who's not here, and we will be able to send it, I will send it through to your gym on PDF, so you will be able to send it out on email. But please be aware there are people who are not on email and are not here. So if you know any of our congregation or any friends, that please take a newsletter for them as well. You never know, they might get 3 or 4 at this rate. But please take a newsletter. Everything's in there for the month of January and into February. Well, at this point in our meeting, as I say, I did say that the band and songsters, unfortunately, the band's not able to play this morning. I'm not saying anything about your playing. Those of you who were here, I'm sure you would have made an excellent sound. Okay, but we're just giving you the morning off. But the songsters are going to now sing a song, By His Hand. Thank you.
us this morning, for by his hand he leadeth me. Lots of words in the songs that we sing hold lots of challenges. I don't know, you know, it's easy to sing. I'll never murmur or repine. Very easy to sing the words, but very difficult to put it into practice sometimes. And all you want to say is, God, I think you've got this wrong. God, I've got a problem here. I don't like where you're leading me, what you're doing. I did ask John if he would kindly put a slide on the screen for me that has the number 86,400. Is it there at all, Jackie? Yeah. What would you do with £86,400? What would you do if I was to say to you, you could have that amount of money every day for the rest of your life? But the only thing is, you had to spend it every day. You couldn't bank any or carry anything over. You had to spend £86,400 every day for the rest of your life. I wonder what you'd buy. What you do. You can't give it away. You have to use it all. I'll let you. Katrina says she'll get bored. Well, that would be something. I don't like going shopping with my wife. And I try to leave my wallet at home. But it's often the first thing she says as I climb into the car, have you got your wallet? £86,400. Now what if I was to say to you this morning, if we were to change that £86,400 to seconds, that's how many seconds each of us have every day of our lives. 60 minutes times 24 hours or 60 seconds in each minute. We each have 86,400 seconds to use. How do we use it? Do sometimes we waste it? The thing is once it's gone, it's gone. My daughter showed me that, I haven't brought my telephone with me, is that she's put an app on which shows me how many hours a day I spend on the computer doing whatever. So, and she said, well, Dad, there's a discipline for you. You have to restrict how much time you spend on the computer and replace that with going for a walk. Well, we'll see how it goes, shall we, in this next 12 months. Spending the time on the computer does not seem as difficult or as tiresome as it is going for a walk. But we'll try. Apparently, you can count how many steps you can do a day. I'm led to believe you have to aim for something like 10,000 steps a day. Well, I don't know that I get anywhere near that, but that has to be addressed. But we all have 86,400 seconds each day. How are we going to use those seconds? And it's not just about being busy and doing. It is about resting and doing something enjoyable that renews the spirit in body, mind, spirit, and soul. God doesn't expect us to be constantly on the go to the detriment of our physical, spiritual, mental and emotional well-being. God has created us the way we are so that life is lived in balance. We're going to ask God's blessing upon the Sunday school. We've got one special young lady with us, Felicity. Father God, we want you to bless Felicity and all the other members of our YP call, wherever they are this morning. May it's Felicity go and is next door to the Sunday school. May she have a good time. I pray that there'll be something good to do and that they'll be able to come back and share with us at the end of the meeting what they've done. Keep us safe, we pray, and bless all of our young people wherever they are just now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We're going to sing another song together, another Savishnavi song, which simply reminds us that he came to give us life in all its fullness. Now this song is a song that once you've started, you have to sing it right the way through. So let's stand together, sing the song, and then if you'd like to share with us something that you're grateful for the last year, something that you're looking forward to this coming year, remain standing. You can come and use the microphone.
Thank you.
If you want to share something with us, please come forward and use the microphone. That would be good, and then everybody can hear you. Les, you...
I'll face you so you can see me. I don't think I've got a lot to celebrate from last year. The first 6 months was horrible. But it got better. And I got better. I've given my testimony in front of you a time or two. And sometimes I wonder why more of you haven't got something to talk about. But I'm going to do it the easy way today that any of you could do. I picked up a songbook. I'm reviving an old tradition. Because that's what used to happen. If you hadn't got anything to say, you spoke about what somebody with a little bit more nasty than you've got wrote down. Sorry, I put the microphone in. Right. Now I'm better. There's something I can do. And this song tells me that. We are witnesses for Jesus in the haunts of sin and shame. Strong words, but the world out there has got a lot not to brag about, a lot that needs putting right. In the underworld of sorrow, where men seldom hear his name, for to bind the brokenhearted and their liberty proclaim, we are witnesses for Jesus in the haunts of sin and shame. Then there's a chorus that comes after every verse. Tell the world, oh, tell the world, make salvation's story heard in the highways, in the byways, and in lands beyond the sea. Well, to some people, we're in a land beyond the sea for them, so why don't we do it? Do some witnessing for Jesus, wherever you may be. This is song 937. Don't know if you might. Can you put it up so other people can share? Verse 2. We are witnesses for Jesus in these lands beyond the sea, where the millions bound by evil have no hope of liberty. As we tell the gospel tidings, the captives are set free. We are witnessing for Jesus in these lands beyond the sea. It's a bit laborious, but I feel I should go through it all this morning. And the chorus again. Tell the world. Tell the world, make salvation's story heard. In the highways and the byways, in the lands beyond the sea. Do some witnessing for Jesus. Wherever you may be, I think there's one more verse and then I'll be done. We are witnesses for Jesus. Take your time, don't go quick. In the home and in the mart, when you're shopping, wherever you may be, where the cares of life and fashion crowd the Saviour from the heart, when we urge his claims with wisdom, many choose the better part. We are witnesses for Jesus in the home and in the mart. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else? say.
Beginning of last year in March, I decided I needed to lose weight. I was obese. I was big. It was affecting me. I couldn't breathe when I walked. I couldn't go down the seafront because I couldn't get back up the hill. And I thought, I've got to do something. So I asked the Lord to help me. I said, this is going to be hard, and I know it is, but I need your help. Tomorrow, I should probably weigh in and be at my target weight. And I cannot thank the Lord enough or the people who have all supported me this past year. That's it.
I can't really tell you what it means to me to be back amongst my friends here at the Army after quite a few months away. They say that if you take a live coal out of a fire, it dies. But that didn't happen to me because I had a very strong faith. And I do thank the Lord for what he's done for me and for the way that he's helped us as a family through these last trying months, really. But it's great to be back with you. And I do thank you all for your prayers and for your support during this last few months. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
I've already shared this with David this morning. I don't think there's anybody here in this hall today or any member of their family that hasn't been affected by COVID in some way. And that goes for all of us, I think. But we had a wonderful experience in December. Our granddaughter, she has a voice like a canary. And she's also a very good actress, amateur. But 2 years ago, she developed nodules on the back of her throat, which we was very concerned about, and also the hospital was very concerned about. She had many appointments at various different hospitals to discuss what they might be able to do for our granddaughter. And it seemed inevitable she was going to have an operation. And many months afterwards of treatment, and we was all very, very upset. But in December, they was going to do this operation, or early December. And she was due to go to have it done. And she phoned the secretary of this consultant and said, I'll take my consequences and I'm going to live with it. And the consultant said, I understand your fears of this operation because it will be very serious. So he made an appointment for her just after Christmas to have a chat with her about it to see where we might be going. So she kept the appointment to see this consultant. And when he examined her, he said, Emily, I've never ever seen this before. Them nodules have completely gone. You will not need an operation. He said, I can't believe it myself, he said. He said, but they have completely gone. And all you will need in future, in the near future, is just some voice therapy, some speech therapy. So I just thank our God for a wonderful miracle of her healing. We don't hear of many miracles today, but to us that was a miracle. And we really thank our God for that. And it just proves that prayers are answered. Maybe not when we expect them to be, but they are answered at the end of the day. Thank you, God. Amen.
That things continue to go from strength to strength, and that he doesn't do too much too soon. God bless. I want to share scripture with you this morning. We're reading from Mark's Gospel, and the first chapter, Mark, we're told, is acting as scribe to the story that is told by Peter, the disciple, one of the close disciples of Jesus. And I'm picking up the account from verse 29 this morning. Just want to think very briefly this morning about the healing power of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus had been baptized and tested. He'd announced the good news. He'd called his first disciples. He drives out an evil spirit. And then it says this. He's gone to the synagogue, and actually they're not happy with him. And as soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait upon them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and the demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he travelled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Amen. Jesus came with a message of deliverance and of hope, a message which tells us that God has a plan for each and every one of us, that the greatest need we have is to have our sins forgiven. When the Pharisees in the synagogue heard this, they were offended by Jesus' words, as he quoted from Isaiah, that those words were being fulfilled in their hearing as he read the words of Scripture. They wanted to stone him, kill him. Later on, it's an ordinary scene, going home. This time they're staying with Simon and Andrew, and their friends, James and John, who we believe are partners in a fishing company that they run on the shores of Lake Galilee. When they get there, Simon's mother-in-law is far from well. She's put herself to bed. Notice what they do here. They go and they tell Jesus. Immediately we're told, they told Jesus about her. I can't answer for you. As I read this account, I have to apply it first to myself. When there are difficulties in my life, the temptation is to try and sort it myself. It's got to be easy to sort it myself. Sometimes the difficulties we face, God is the last person we take it to. Why is that? Here we have Simon and his brother Andrew showing us the way, simply saying when they heard that Simon's mother-in-law was poorly, they went and they told Jesus. Now, it doesn't say there that they went and they told Jesus so that, Lord, you need to go upstairs and do something about this. They just shared the situation and were told that Jesus went to minister to Simon's mother-in-law. Were not even told her name, but were told that as of a result of encountering Jesus, firstly, she's made well. Secondly, she gets up and she serves. The Christian gospel has to be about being made whole and well in our spirits, in our bodies and in our minds. And it's not the touch of another human being we require, it's the touch of God in Jesus that we require. We need to hear his words, which bring hope and deliverance. Whatever you're facing today or this coming new year, you don't need to face it on your own. God has promised to come to you, to share with you, to bring healing to you and to me in body, mind, spirit and soul, so that we can, as Simon's mother-in-law did, get up and serve. I'm going to say to you, it's not an unimportant task that this lady does. Did she prepare the meal with her daughter? She presents it to Jesus and to her son-in-law and to his guests. I'd like to hope and pray that they sat there and they shared in the conversation and enjoyed the meal together. Certainly, I would like to think that this was a moment of transformation in the life of this lady. Because it's Sabbath, the rules of the Jewish law were you could not do any work on the Sabbath day. But notice what happens. We're told that once the end of the Sabbath has come, everybody in the town is making their way to Peter's front door. And Jesus is ministering to the people of this town, this city. Everybody's bringing their relatives, the sick, asking Jesus to transform their situation. But Jesus does that. He ministers his love and grace to each person who comes seeking for what they need. And we're told that at the end of that particular account, that having healed them, having the sunset having come, that actually he, like the rest of the household, go to bed. But while it's still dark, he gets up early. And Jesus goes off to a solitary place to pray. It doesn't matter, friends, whatever else we do for God, we need to get this right. Whether it's first thing in the morning or last thing at night, God's not interested. But he wants you and I to be like Jesus and make time to be on our own and to pray. You see, the story we're reading tells us that there are many people around us in need. And it is important that we engage in ministry in that way. But also, Jesus shows us that we cannot and must not serve the world around us to the detriment of ourselves. You see, serving is not infinite. If we're constantly giving out and not receiving, we are going to burn out. That's not God's intention. He needs us to have a balance in our lives. I used to like, as a little lad, the Mars bar advert. That simply said, it's good because it helps you work, rest, and play. I don't necessarily know that it did that. It tasted good, but we do need to learn to work, rest, and play. You see, Simon's mother-in-law got up and she served. She didn't get up and just sit there and watch everybody else do the work. And God does a work in your life. He equips you and empowers you to serve. There should be no one in this church who is not serving in some way. We all don't serve in the same way, but God has gifted us and shaped us and given us passions that can contribute to the well-being of the body of Christ. Each of us needs to be encouraged to find out how God has gifted us and how we can deploy those gifts. It's interesting when the disciples find Jesus. They say, people are looking for you. Sometimes they can say, it could be as though, well, Jesus, look, your fame's spreading. But Jesus says, actually, I'm finished here. I've got to move on. I've got to go to other villages and towns in the area and share the good news and minister. And so it is for you and for me. We don't always continue to do the same thing in the same way, in the same place. We need to be open to be led by God's Spirit to move with him to meet the needs around us. You see, Jesus' power is to bring healing. Healing of body, mind, spirit and soul. Healing from sin. Healing that allows us to grow and accomplish that which he has planned for us. Each of us has a part to play. No one is excluded from this ministry if we're prepared to give what we have and respond to what God gives us. So, this morning, on this first Sunday that we meet together for worship, let's take some moments to reflect and to pray. Yes, to reflect upon the past, how God has blessed us, but also to look to the future and what God might have in store for us. I've chosen a song that I enjoy, and I hope it will be helpful to you. It's 456 in the Salvation Army songbook. The words I find so comforting and challenging. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind, in deeper, by thy service mind, in deeper reverence, praise. I'd invite you to sing this song with me in the attitude of prayer, to take note of the words that you're singing, and if they apply to you, to allow God's Spirit to apply them to you this morning or even later today. If it would be helpful to come and to use this place of prayer, I'd invite you to come. If you come without anything in your hand, we won't disturb you. We'll acknowledge that you're doing business with God yourself. If you come with nothing in your hand, and someone will come and join you and ask you if you'd like prayer. So let's sing together, shall we, this lovely song this morning, in a time of reflection and response. Amen. I wonder if there are one or two people who'd share a prayer with us this morning. Father God, create for each and every one of us those moments where we can be still and know that you are God. Help us to find the space to spend time with you and then to serve in the way you have chosen for us to serve. Help us to appreciate each other and what each other has to offer. Build us up, I pray, in Christian love. May our church and many other churches in this town be churches that are known for their love for each other. Bind the church together, I pray. Bring unity and peace in the name of Jesus. And help us, Father God, to reach out to the lost and the last and the least. In your precious name. Amen. Amen. We're going to turn to song number 89, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing My Great Redeemer's Praise. We're going to sing together the first two verses, and then Katrina is going to come forward with their Felicity and share with us what they've done. So let's stand together and we sing the first two verses, please, if we may. Thank you.
Yes, we've been very busy in Sunday school, haven't we? Okay, so who have we been talking about?
Jesus.
And what does Jesus do?
Heals us.
Jesus heals us. So Hudson here, if you stand up here, has got a lovely picture. Okay, this is of his mummy and his daddy. And there's lots of plasters on because Jesus heals our families. So that's Hudson's picture. You hold that. And then Felicity. Oh, what did we have to do here? We had to draw around your hands. Okay. And then you coloured them in, didn't you? Okay. And we cut them out. And the message on here, shall I read it? Okay. It says here, the children in church are learning about how Jesus' touch can heal. This is a healing hug. See? It says here, being sent by one of the young people, formed with their hands, bringing our prayers and Jesus' love to you. And so today, we've done some, and so who's this going to go to? So we've got one for Doug. Okay. So, Glenys, please take one to Doug for us. Okay, we've got one for John Cates, because he was mentioned he wasn't very well. And this one is for Ray. So if you want to take that one to Auntie Angela, And I'll take this one to, take that one to Angela. Thank you very much. So if you could let us know if anybody else is unwell, then the children from the Sunday School will tend them a hug for them. Okay? Thank you. Can you take that one to Glenys? She'll put a hand up. She'll tell you who she is. There we are. And we'll make sure that John Kate gets... Oh, somebody going to take John Kate? Okay, there. Pat, along here, said she'll take it. There we are, the lady there in the red. There we are. Okay. Thank you.
We'll conclude with our final verse. He breaks the power of counsel to sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. Let's sing it together, please. Thank you.
He breaks the power.
Go and keep us when we're asleep and talk with us when we're awake. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and my heart, your minds and my minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, today and always. Amen. Amen. Good morning and God bless you.